That's why we want to donate to Food Bank, out of gratitude for what we have.
I think it's important to give back to those less fortunate than you.
It's a big time of year for us, getting Christmas hampers ready, and everything's welcome, like your long life milk, pasta, tinned vegetables, tinned tuna and rice that people can make a meal from are more than needed.
If you're getting fed and you're well and happy, why not give?
Well, especially this time of year when people would really feel they're missing out if they just don't have food on the table. It's a practical way to give to others. Good Christmas thing to do.
Don't hold your pride up, because sometimes we need a helping hand, and don't be afraid to ask. Food Bank will help you out and they won't look down on you and you won't feel ashamed.
You know, there are a lot of people who are well-to-do falling into the trap of not being able to pay their bills, not being able to put food on the table, and so I think this is a really good opportunity to do that for people that are struggling at this time.
Sometimes we just take it for granted when we just go to the supermarket and buy what we want. There's people out there that just haven't got anything. So just to make it a bit more special for them.
In Australia, we're very richly blessed. We have so much. For those that are marginalised and those that are poor and those that are struggling, it's part of your humanity to do something like that. It makes you a better person.
They do it at the schools, and that's training the kids to be generous, and that's part of being a human.
Thank you to Food Bank, but you really have helped this family out. We really appreciate it.
I went through domestic violence back in 2011 to 2014. I had a lot of problems trying to escape and not much support from other people, and I had to turn to the support of Food Bank to maintain my family to be fed. I moved 6 times in 2 years to escape this person, and when you keep moving, you know, reconnection of electricity and gas, moving fees and doing it by yourself with a daughter and a son. At one time I was only 7 months pregnant with my second child. So I would say it is important that no matter what situation you're in, you can get help, not just from family and friends, because sometimes they don't realise how hard you're actually going through, but people of the community will help you, and Food Bank were those people who could help me at the time.
Can you remember the first time that you turned up or spoke to someone from their team?
First time was when he ended up finding me again, and I had to go in to get food relief because he stole my purse with my money. So I had to go to Food Bank to get help to make sure that my kids were well fed at the time, because it's not just emotional and physical abuse, it's financial abuse as well, and a lot of people don't realise domestic violence is everything.
We often hear of people, and you're sort of saying this as well, you went through this for 3 years and then you've been going through it ever since, I guess, trying to set yourself up again and again and again. What would you say to people who might be listening and haven't reached out for support or haven't even known where to start?
There's a whole network of people who can help. There's the police that can help. There's DD areas that can help. There's crisis support that can help. And Food Bank, you meet a lot of people. I've met amazing people through Food Bank, and they've given me a whole different avenue of people who are willing to help people, and it's just off their own back. You know, there's no give or take. They're just willing to help people.
Hello, Sonia. I'm continuing to follow the food today. After all those incredible food donations this morning, I've been following where it's all gone. So I've been to the warehouse, and now I'm in the cabin of a truck ready to go on a delivery. Alan Edward, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. How are you feeling today on the day of the big food bank drive?
Oh, great. It's great to have this appeal happening and donating more food to Food Bank, which is always welcome, helping to feed the needy.
Now, you are a volunteer truck driver, as they all are here with Food Bank. How did you come to be involved?
When I was retired, I was looking for something to do and maybe to do something good, so I went and got my truck driver's license, and I've been doing 2 days a week for the last year and a half.
And why do you still do it?
Oh, because I enjoy it, and it's great to meet people, and, you know, you're doing something to benefit others.
Just today, you've already been on a trip, and you're about to go somewhere else. So what's sort of a regular day as a Food Bank truck driver?
Oh, okay. Well, this morning on a Wednesday, we usually go to Bowden Food Bank first thing, and we had 10 pallets to drop off there today, so we've dropped him off and came back. we're now loading up with another bunch of pallets for food and Christmas hampers for Wyala. So we'll drop them off at a transport company. We'll take them up to Wyala for us. And once we're empty, we'll go to the fruit and veg market, and we'll probably pick up another 10 pallet loads of fresh fruit and vegetable for distribution through the food bank network.
And what kind of a truck are we in here now?
It's a Hino four-wheeler with a fridge on the back, fridge container on the back. So when we pick up that nice fresh produce from the market, we can keep it cool between here and there, and we also carry frozen foods for distribution to the various food bank shops throughout Adelaide. We go up to Elizabeth, down the beach, down Sullivan's Beachway, and all places in between, basically.
Were you a truck driver at all in a past life?
No. I was an engineer, and I worked in the oil industry and in the wine industry, and I like driving, so I went and got my truck driver's license to come and do this.
You know, was there any particular attraction to food bank as opposed to anything else?
Oh, the fact that we are saving a lot of food from going to waste. I mean, a lot of the produce from the fruit and veg market would have gone to landfill or gone to feed farm animals, but, you know, it's been saved and it's been rescued and it's nutritious food for those that, you know, are a bit down on their luck and in need of support.
And this time of year doing it, is there a different vibe to it at all, a different feeling?
I think leading up to Christmas, there is. We distribute thousands of Christmas hampers at this time of year. Last year, I remember taking a truckload of hampers to Murray Bridge and dropping off hampers to go to Wyala or to Mount Gambier. So these are hampers that have been packed by volunteers from various companies and organisations throughout Adelaide in South Australia. So it's great to be able to give them something special for Christmas.
And so is the man that is the one rolling through the gates with the food always met with a smile?
Oh, when we go to the various drop-offs, yeah, people appreciate you coming there and doing what you do, yes.
Do you get a kick out of that?
Oh, of course I do.
Good old-fashioned cash.
You've still got some in your wallet. Why are you giving to Food Bank?
For me to be able to give back to society and to those that are less fortunate, it makes me feel good. And that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it?
You've got like a pack rack.
Yes, I have on my electric bike.
And why have you given to Food Bank?
There are people out there a lot less fortunate than others, and every little bit helps, I guess.
John, why have you given to Food Bank?
Well, because I heard you on the radio, actually, Jules.
Is it a big disappointment seeing me in person?
No, you're just how I thought you would be.
I don't know how to take that. How old are you, Harry?
I'm 18.
Why did you think that you should volunteer for Food Bank?
I had a bit of spare time after finishing school, and I was talking to one of the coordinators at a coffee shop, and I thought I'd just get involved.
So young to be working for a charity. I mean, that's kind of awesome, isn't it? Julie, why have you donated today?
Just to give someone something that they can't buy for themselves. At this time of the year, it's really important.
You've also given something that's not food. What have you given?
A gift pack of perfume. Hopefully someone can get a gift as opposed to just food.
Carlia Hogg from Adelaide United. Carlia, it's very good of you to give up your time this morning. Why have you?
Food Bank is a fantastic cause, and to be able to contribute back to people in need, particularly at this time of the year, it makes you feel good.
Also from Adelaide United is Mirko Boland. How are you going, Mirko? Why are you here today?
Food Bank is a good organisation, and it's good to help people.
Now, there's an image that not a lot of 19-year-olds care about charity. They're more interested in their Instagram accounts. What's different about you? Why have you decided to get involved?
It's great to give back to any community, and I think that's the great thing about this. It's just giving back a little bit of time, and just every little donation helps a lot.
And is it true you've been told never to do radio?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it amazing, the technology now? Like, it used to be tin rattling for charities and now it's tap and go.
That's absolutely right.
Jill, it's such a beautiful thing you're doing for Food Bank, and thank you from everyone here at the ABC.
Oh, great job from ABC too. Have a good day.